Welcome to Topic 9, Rebuilding Daily Life, One Domain at a Time. By this point in the course, you have named grief, identity, responsibility, anger, forgiveness, trust, boundaries, communication, and family transitions. Now we turn toward daily life. Divorce recovery is not only emotional, it is also practical. Separation or divorce may affect where you live, how you sleep, what you eat, how money is handled, what routines are disrupted, how parenting works, how church feels, how work is managed, and how the future is imagined. That is why this topic uses the 12-domain recovery lens. The 12 domains include spiritual life, safety, emotional life, physical health, identity, relationships, parenting, and family, housing and environment, financial stewardship, legal and administrative responsibilities, vocational and educational life, and community and future. That may sound like a lot. But the purpose is not to overwhelm you. The purpose is to help you see your life honestly, one area at a time. Sometimes people say, I should be over this by now, but the pressure they feel is not just sadness. It may be missed sleep, financial strain, paperwork, changed routines, loneliness, parenting stress, and a home that no longer feels settled. When many domains are disrupted at the same time, exhaustion makes sense. Jesus says in Matthew 6, "Do not be anxious for tomorrow will be anxious for itself." That does not mean we ignore responsibilities. It means we seek God's kingdom while taking today's step. You do not have to rebuild everything this week. You are invited to notice which domain is most unstable and which domain is most ready for progress. Maybe the most unstable area is sleep. Maybe it is money. Maybe it is legal paperwork. Maybe it is loneliness. Maybe it is meals, transportation, work, or spiritual life. A faithful next step is often smaller than we want, but more powerful than we expect. Reflection question, which area of daily life feels most unstable right now and which area may be ready for one small step? Gentle next step, write down the 12 domains and mark each one as stable, strained, or needing help.